This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's military said it made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the United States for help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Four people were killed and 17 were missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades paralyzed Tokyo, flooding rivers and putting millions under evacuation warnings. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after Typhoon Hagibis blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the danger of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He said the intensity of rain is something we've never experienced. It is highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some kind of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, the site of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. This is VOA News.